Whenever we have a Lillywhite session on the World Cafe, we ask longtime producer Steve Lillywhite to hang out with us to talk about one of the many albums he's produced since the days of the British New Wave when he was getting started. Today, he talks about the Scottish band Big Country. Here in the U.S., that band was all about the song in a big country, although they were much bigger in Europe and much more respected. Steve says that it was all about MTV's play of their video for that song.
In the UK, they were very much considered much more of a serious band. I think the problem in America was that they had a video for this song in a big country that was, I seem to remember them all sort of looking a bit like the Monkees and running around on those all-terrain vehicles. And it was all a bit silly. But in the UK, it was at the same time as sort of Simple Minds and U2 were coming through. And they were definitely at the cutting edge of rock music. And personally, this was a big favorite album of mine because, you know, I did one song with them to start with to see how it would go. Well, I'll set the story up even more. They had been in the studio with a very well-known famous producer and it hadn't really gone so well. So all of a sudden the A&R guy called me up and said, Steve, can you get involved with this band? I said, sure, we'll go and do a song. So we went in and did one song and it was a song called Fields of Fire, which I'd like to play. Done this one song, Fields of Fire, and all of a sudden the lead singer, the lead guy of the band, Stuart Adamson, who is not with us, we can talk about that later, he said, Steve, I've got it. This is our sound. I know what I can do now. And he went away and he hadn't written in a big country. And I feel like, you know, when I'm at my best as a producer, it's not just to make a record, but it's to inspire people. As I say, in the UK, it did start a career. Over here, it didn't really give them a career. It was a one-hit wonder. It was a bit of a novelty record. I'm not expecting to grow flowers in the desert, but I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside. Stay alive in a big country dream. Stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside.
See, there's the sound of the 80s for you. Yeah. Big country.
I was the 80s.
Steve Lillywhite is with us once again, and we're discussing more of the albums he's produced. And this Big Country album, The Crossing, which, as Steve indicates, was the beginning of a career for this band in the UK and Europe, and very different than how we see the band here. But it's great to listen to these. How do you... there's a majestic sound to this band.
Right.
Does that come with the recording or come with what you end up doing? Doing with the recording afterwards?
Well, no, it was the recording. I had this idea of how I wanted to record them. They were great musicians, and you know, when you have great musicians, it enables you to open up yourself to new ideas because you know that they can go with them. And for instance, with the drums, I decided I would get the drummer to record each drum separately.
Wow.
Now that seems like it was a lot of painstaking work, but I would love to say to him, okay, take your drum part, now play it without the tom-toms. And if the pattern was tom-tom based, you know, I could see his brain going, getting weird, and then he would learn this new drum part. And, you know, just all that. I love challenging musicians if they're good musicians. Sometimes if you challenge a musician, you have to know when to challenge them because, you know, everyone likes to succeed in a challenge. And if I challenge someone to do something and they failed, it would actually take us back in the recording process. So I have to be very careful how I approach working with different people and what I can expect from them.
Now, when you take things apart like that and then end up putting it back together, is there a eureka moment in the studio where you show the band what is?
Yeah, there can be, and it's great. You know, and I sometimes like doing that on my own and then say, look, guys, please, I dress it up in a way that I have to say, I say something like, you know, it's best that someone has a bit of a distance. Let me do my thing. And then you come back in an hour, 2 hours, and hopefully I can impress you. It's all about, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I think I'm one of those sort of producers who wants to impress the artist. A lot of producers say to an artist, impress me. But I feel like if they like their record, they will. It's a good sign, you know. It's a subtle difference, but I like to say to them, I want to impress you with what I can do for your music, rather than you impress me with what you can do.
And you're talking about a level of trust too, which is
I mean, I hate people who say, Steve, I'll do anything you want me to, because. You know, I feel like if they have the ideas, I'm a great facilitator of their ideas. And to be honest, anyone who trusts me without having worked with me is a fool. You know, you have to earn the trust of anyone. And that's, you know, I don't want someone to have blind faith just because I produce someone else's record. I want them, you know, to come in and go, okay, let's, you know, I want, you know, and I have to... Sometimes on these interviews, I can sound a bit sort of flippant and stuff, but I'm like that in the studio. But I like to put people at ease when they work, because I feel the best way of getting something out of someone is collaboratively. I you know, as I say, that's how I work.
Stephen Lillywhite, pick another one from the crossover.
Okay, well, just let me say it's a bit sad the way the band ended, really, because the leader of the band, Stuart Adamson, who actually before Big Country was in a band called The Skids. Now, most people would not have heard of this band, except that last year Green Day and U2 did a cover version of a Skids song called The Saints Are Coming. But anyway, he was a great guy and seemed to be perfectly normal. And I'm afraid to say one day he was found having committed suicide in a hotel room in Hawaii. And I don't know how he got to that place, but the band still sort of do the odd gig in Scotland without him. But, you know, he was the main reason for Big Country. And it's a pity anyone gets to the point where they want to take their life. I mean, I would think that there's normally a way out for everyone if they reach out to people, but he decided there wasn't a way out, and it was a bit sad. And actually, that leads us into this last track. It's called Chance, and it's actually, when you think about how the guy who wrote this song committed suicide, it's a little bit more poignant when you hear it. But, you know, I don't want to end up in a sad note. It's a great song, and you can look at it both ways. You can look at it as an uplifting song as well.
That is Chance from The Crossing, Big Country, the album from 1983, produced by Steve Lillywhite. Steve, thank you again.
Thank you for having me, David.
For turning us on to this music. We'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.